Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt is now seeking dismissal of all of her criminal charges. Recently, the Superior Court in San Francisco dismissed 2 of the remaining 10 criminal charges. We're now appealing the remaining 8 charges to get them all dismissed. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
And you know, Matt, I think it's important to remember that Sandra did nothing wrong. She didn't violate any laws. It is Planned Parenthood that is doing this illegal selling of baby body parts every day in America.
Yeah, Sandra Merritt was not some community activist. She's a mother, a grandmother, and she ultimately begins to talk to some of her friends, and she is encouraged to say a particular prayer about God using her. Now, the person that actually speaks to her says, be careful how you pray that, because if you ask God to use you, he's going to answer your prayer. So if you really don't want to have that conversation or have God commission you to do something, you may ought to think twice. Make sure you're ready to say that prayer. And so she thought about it, she prayed, and she asked the Lord to be able to use her. Right after that, within a short period of time, I mean minutes, she gets a call from David DeLayden. And David was not somebody that she had spent time with or known, but he got her name from someplace, and he had been doing some research into the sale of aborted baby body parts. And so that's how Sandra got connected with David. She began to do research along with David. They looked at a 2000 documentary on ABC.
2020. Yeah.
It was an investigative program of what was happening back then, 2000. And what was happening is the sale of illegal purchasing and selling of baby body parts.
And nobody was doing anything about it.
And that's how the documentary ends.
Right.
This is not legal, and yet nobody's doing anything about it.
Nothing. Crickets. Yeah. So David, recruited Sandra. They started working together, you know, filming these horrendous conversations of these abortionists talking about, oh, I want to get a Lamborghini, and I change my, you know, abortion procedure so I can get better parts, as if you're buying car parts or something. And of course, she has a great love for unborn children. You know, as a follower of Jesus, she wants to protect these unborn children, and that's her main motivation in all this.
Yeah, so what happened here is they did additional research. They even looked at scientific research. They talked to experts. They talked to one who actually is a researcher at Stanford University, mm-hmm. who does not do research on human baby body parts, but on mice. And she said that one day, as she's in the lab, a baby beating heart arrived, and the heart was still beating in the package that was delivered. And she then told them the only way that it could continually be beating upon arrival, and they must have had some kind of mechanism that was attached to it, was the fact that it had to be extracted while it was still alive, still beating.
And of course, he had, you know, witnesses that were standing outside of abortion centers and started watching. You know, the founder of Operation Rescue said he started watching what was going on and talking to these, you know, FedEx drivers that would drive up even before the woman had left the abortion center with a cooler and rush out with the parts. And there was something going on. There was a nefarious operation happening there.
Yeah, and so they ultimately began to put all the pieces together. And so then they also researched the law in California. And the law about recording is that you need to have the consent of the other person to record a conversation, unless there's a couple of exceptions. One, that it could be within earshot of somebody else. In other words, you're having a conversation, but somebody else is close enough where they can hear that conversation. That's not a private conversation. Right. And secondly, if you believe that the person you're recording has or is about to engage in illegal activity. Well, in both of these cases, they fit. Right. the exceptions, because they did all the recordings in very public places, restaurants, for example, with lots of people around, waiters coming and going.
Yeah. Or at these abortion trade shows, they did some there as well.
All of them would be, and sometimes when they would invite these people they were going to record to a private office, they would say, no, let's meet at this particular restaurant or wherever it might be. So it'd be a very public place.
Sure.
One of the places was actually in a elevator, mm-hmm. where they recorded a conversation that some other people joined the elevator that were unrelated to the conversation, and the person that was being recorded continued to speak. So obviously there's no expectation of privacy there.
Right.
But again, they also believed, rightly so, that Planned Parenthood and these organ procurement companies like Stem Express and others were engaging in illegal activity. So both of those criteria were met. They did the videos. They released them periodically. And it shocked the country, because one of those was Dr. Nukutola. You mentioned her already, Holly. Mm-hmm. Dr. Nukutola was filmed during a lunch, and she is having her salad and her drink. And she's casually talking about how they're very successful and at actually harvesting these baby body parts. And she explains exactly how she does it, that she actually has a later term abortion, and she makes the baby breech so that the feet come out first. Because to bring the head out first, you have to dilate more. But if you bring the feet out first, that begins the dilation process. And while the baby's still in the womb, that's when they extract the organs.
It's tragic.
Brutal.
This happens.
So intentionally changing the abortion procedure to make it more risky to the woman who doesn't know that because she's under anesthesia.
Right.
So you got a doctor who actually is doing something that intentionally increases the risk to the woman, without the woman's knowledge of what's happening, that increases the risk of harm by grabbing the baby and bringing the baby out breech. And then while the baby is still partially inside the womb, extracting these body parts.
And you know, that things like that, that's why there are so many ambulances that show up at these abortion centers. Planned Parenthood tries so hard to keep it undercover, but there are so many women that end up hemorrhaging, and some of them even die at the hands of these abortionists because of these terrible procedures.
Yeah, so this is just one of the videos. It's just totally shocking about, the baby beating heart that arrived at the research lab. The websites that had drop-down screens where you could order different kinds of body organs, and depending upon the kind of body organ that you wanted, the gestational size and so forth, whether you needed it intact, that also increased the price. And so some of these, in the evidence, sold for up to $17,000. $17,000 to these research facilities. So you have the research facility like a university, and then they're purchasing from a entity, in one case, Stem Express. That entity is then working with the abortion clinics to give orders, what kind of orders that came in. So when these women would come in, you would have an order form. Oh, we need a heart today. We need liver, lungs. We need bone marrow. We need an intact brain. Obviously, the researchers would pay more money if you didn't have different kinds of chemicals in the organs, because they wanted to do research on it. So they didn't want to have some poison that ultimately terminated the life of the unborn child. So these oftentimes were done while the baby has no anesthesia and while the baby is alive. And so Dr. Nukutola is explaining how she's doing this, increasing the risk to the mother so she can literally harvest body parts from this living baby that now loses its life in a brutal manner. Every abortion is a brutal ending of a human life. And so Sandra released these videos, was part of this particular undercover video recording. And then the Attorney General of California came after her with 15 charges, and also David, criminal charges. And now we've whittled it down from 15 to 8, having two more dismissed at the recent hearing. And now we're able to, for the first time, take the 8 up on appeal to try to get the other remaining 8 charges on the criminal case dismissed. Pray for our case on the criminal side. We're still battling Planned Parenthood on the multimillion dollar civil lawsuit. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for Sandra and our legal team for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can also support Liberty Counsel online, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.